In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to this new week. We are in the 8th week of Ordinary Time Church Year C. You are listening to Catholic Meditation, and I am your host, Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Today is Monday, the 4th of March, 2019. Thank you for joining us. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Sirach, chapter 17, verses 19 to 27. The gospel is taken from St. Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 to 27. I read from the gospel. He was setting out on a journey when a man ran up, knelt before him and put this question to him. "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Master, I have kept all these since my earliest days." Jesus looked steadily at him, and he was filled with love for him. And he said, "You need to do one thing more. Go and sell what you own, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But his face fell at these words, and he went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked round and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were astounded by these words, but Jesus insisted. "My children," he said to them, "how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for someone rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were more astonished than ever, saying to one another, "In that case, who can be saved?" Jesus gazed at them and said, "By human resources, it is impossible, but not for God, because for God, everything is possible." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Dear friends, in today's gospel, Jesus encounters a rich young man who, by all standards, was a pretty good fellow. We are told Jesus himself admired the lad for his religiosity, that is, in keeping the laws. He did not steal. He did not lie. He obeyed his parents. He would not look at the woman that was not his. In fact, from his earliest days till then, he had done all of these. He needed one more, Jesus told him. He had to give away his wealth to the poor. But this last one made the lad miserable. He asked what good he needed to do, and Jesus told him. Yet, he found it difficult. Do you know why? It was because that which was required of him touched his comfort zone. He was not ready to get out of his comfort zone. We realize how easy, in fact, much easier it was for him to do the other things which were out of his comfort zone, his zone of interest. But when it came to the very core of what he had built around him as his comfort zone, he could not let go. The same is true of us, beloved. We could say like the young man that we do not steal. We do not lie. Perhaps we are charitable. We do not look at women that do not belong to us. Yet, there is a comfort zone which is a no-go area in our lives. See how easy it is to condemn people who do things we never do or dream of doing, yet we also do things that they never do. This comfort zone is that one sin, that particular thing that pins you down. Sometimes you find it hard going to confession because you are very convinced it is just for a while, perhaps 2 days, and you will be back to it. So you tell yourself, of what use is it anyways going for confession when I know I will go back to it? You may find it much easier doing other things, but when it comes to that one thing, which is your comfort zone, you never want to let go. You never want to break off. In fact, it is difficult to let go. Some of us, unlike the rich young man, may find it easier to give billions in church or to be charitable, yet we find it hard to obey. For others, it may be easy, far easier to obey than to love. For others, we may never miss out on any mass, yet we find it difficult to forgive. I have heard friends, even couples, say to one another, "Look, I can do anything and everything he or she asks of me, but that I forgive him, I can't." We feel comfortable in our comfort zone and find it hard to let go. For the rich man, he could not let go his wealth. He could love for all God wanted. He would never steal. Never would he lie. But that he had to be charitable with his wealth, not he. Beloved, what is your own comfort zone you have built? That one thing you are not ready to let go. That wall of defense you have built around you. That vice or sin that you confess all the time, or perhaps prevents you from going to confession, because the moment you leave the confessional, the very next second you are at it again. Dear friend, unless we break this comfort zone we have built, eternal life would be far from us. It is a journey we must commit ourselves to. It is a battle we must engage in with force, faith, determination, and hope. You must convince yourself that you can. If not, you will give in to it and you will see how gradually that thing will lead you to your doom. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out and let go that one thing that stands between you and eternal life. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish you a very splendid week.